Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What you going to do with all this blessing and all this notoriety and all this influence and all this blessing? What you going to do? You will be a blessing. Glory to God. You can't give what you don't have. Thanks be unto God forever. How many right now in this place, you are believing God with the utmost of your being to get in a position to where you can do things for other people. People other than yourself. We were able to do some things just this week. Some things that came up. And I told Phyllis, I said, you know, it came up and we had the money. And we could do it. And I told her, I said, thank God. What if we just believed in poverty all our life and we're sitting somewhere with nothing and up to our eyes, then we couldn't have helped. We couldn't have stepped up to the plate. We couldn't have done what we needed to do. You have to start sowing your seed. Have to start feeding your faith. Have to talk to yourself every day. And not be moved by what you are seeing or what you are feeling or where you are right now. You just said, no, none of this moves me. None of these things move me. I am blessed. I have the blessing of Abraham on me. Now, what did that blessing do for him materially? Of course, now the one that's on you is a little baby version of that. It's just a little sliver of what he had. What does Galatians 3:14 say? The blessing of Abraham. Now, what do you suppose that means? The very same thing. Not any other version. That blessing that was on him. That made him one of the richest men in the whole country. That's on me. That's on you. Everybody put your hands up like this and go, that's on me. The blessing of Abraham is on me. It's on me. It's on me. It's on me. It'd help you all night tonight just to say that out loud. It's on me. Tomorrow it could be code talk between us. It's on me. We'll go, what's on me? The blessing. It's on me. It's on me. What's on you? The blessing. The blessing of Abraham is on me. Now, let's just stop right there and turn to the very next chapter. Just a few verses later, was this just all in the spirit and nothing in the natural? And was it just for glory later in the sweet by and by? God tells his covenant friend, I'm going to make your name great. I'm going to bless you and I'm going to make you a blessing. And a few verses later, the very next chapter, chapter 13 in verse 1. So Abram did what? They loaded up the truck. Is that right? And they left the kin. That's what he said do. They got out of town. They went up out of Egypt at this point, and he and his wife and all he had, and Lot was with him. They went into the south. But they didn't go naked. spiritually. There was something on them. There was something on them. It was an anointing to succeed. An anointing to prosper. And so Abraham made some cow deals. He bought low and he sold high. And then he did it again. And then he made a big camel deal.
Glory to God.
And he bought really low. And he sold really high. And then he did a sheep deal. Oh, he did a sheep deal that all the top papers carried for a week. And the top financial analysts of the day were scratching their head going, why didn't we see that? Why didn't we see that coming? And his flocks are having more lambs and more calves than anybody else's. And he's not losing them to predators, and he's not losing them to the weather. His flocks just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Why? Because he's so smart.
No.
Because he works so hard.
No.
No. Because the blessing is on him. And God has an agenda. He wants this man known.
That's right. Amen.
That's right.
Yes. What did the Bible say? That God would give us power to get wealth.
Amen.
Am I quoting it right?
Yes.
He'd give us power to get wealth. Why? Are you getting it? Are you getting it? That he might establish his covenant in the earth. What does that mean? So people would see it and know it.
Amen.
See, he's doing this for his glory. After a while, it became obvious. Ain't nobody this smart. Ain't nobody this lucky. And nobody makes these kind of deals every time. What's up with this guy? He's got something on him. And who's got it now? Somebody say it's on me. Verse 2, Abram was what?
Very.
Now you don't see that pre-blessing.
No.
Nothing is said about how rich he was pre-blessing. This is post-blessing. This is after the blessing has come on him. And I mean, just a few verses later, Abraham was very rich in spirit and in his heart. Well, yeah, but somewhere else. In cattle, in silver, in gold. Glory to God. Verse 5, Lot also, which went with Abram. He had flocks and herds and tents, plural. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together. For their substance, their stuff, was great, so that they could not dwell together. They had too many cows. They were using all the pasture land in several counties, and it wasn't enough. Why? What did this? What did this? God just decided to do something and Abraham had nothing to do with it. No, Abraham believed God and it was imputed to him for righteousness. He was called the friend of God. And God said, all right, you do what I tell you to do and here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make you a great nation. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make your name great. And you're going to be a blessing. That's what's happening. Do we really believe that what was on him is on us? Do we really believe that? Most people don't. Most people don't. Should we believe it?
Yes.
Does the Bible say it plainly?
Yes.
Why was Christ, why did he become accursed? Why did he hang on the cross? To redeem us so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, might come on us through Jesus Christ, through the Lord, the Messiah. We need to get our mind renewed. Right? See, there's been hundreds of years of singing unbelieving junk in church. Here I wander like a beggar through the heat and the cold. If I could just get a little log cabin somewhere in the corner of Glory Land. Does this sound like wandering like a beggar?
No.
Abram is rich. You understand rich now, don't you?
Yes.
He's Bill Gates rich. I'm not exaggerating. He is rich. So he ain't wandering like a beggar. He's got everything money can buy and then some. Kings deal with him personally. Kings do not come and sit down and have powwows with you and make covenants with you when you live by the branch with nothing. He is a man. Did God make his name great?
Yes.
He did. I mean, he was like a prince. Rulers came to see him. That's not familiar to you, go back and read it sometime. You'll see it. Rulers came. Kings came. Asked for his help. Sat down with him. Wanted to make a covenant with him. Why? They could see something is on this man. Now, does it pay to hang around people that are walking in the blessing? That's what happened to Lot. The Lord didn't say this to Lot. He didn't say this to Lot, but Lot is with Abram.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Blessing of Abraham, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1004I. That's R-1004I, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.